Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davey's crackers when we need them?
And here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Since January the 6th, the Democrats have been playing up this kerfluffle in the Capitol on January as the worst thing ever in America, ever in American history, while in ignoring the innumerable times the leftists have aggressively invaded the Capitol. This is different this time. And the wrongdoers must be punished. The problem with this narrative, though, was revealed on Monday when the first person charged with a felony for January 6th got sentenced. Was the sentence life imprisonment? No. Beheading? No. 8 months in prison. Not exactly backing up the narrative. Within minutes of January the 6th, the Democrats, who had turned a blind eye to the incredible violence of 2020, much of it played out on federal property, had their narrative in place when elderly, unarmed people clamored to enter the Capitol and the Capitol Police opened the doors, let them in. Thus, the insurrection began. So, D.C. has been, had to be turned into an armed camp. And it was a convenient way to hide the fact that had D.C. been open for business as usual on Inauguration Day, no one would have turned up to see the doddering mound of corruption that is Joe Biden falsely swear an oath, which he immediately ignored, knowing he took it and knew he was going to ignore it. Since January the 6th, the Democrats have escalated their rhetoric. Steve Cohen, a Tennessee Democrat, likened January 6th to the Exodus and Pearl Harbor. He said, "We just celebrated Passover. On Passover, Jewish people are instructed over two centuries to remember 2,000 years. Over 2,000 years to remember that we were in bondage and we escaped. Remember that day and to teach people about it. January 6th is a day like that. It's a day that should be remembered in America because our democracy was at stake. It was under attack as much as Pearl Harbor was an attack on our country. For people to suggest that it wasn't that big of a deal." Some of these things I just can't make up. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I would call a Vichy Republican, he compared it to Kristallnacht. Representative Eric Swalwell, a man too stupid to realize that the only reason a pretty Chinese woman would sleep with him was that she was a spy. Nancy Pelosi and myriad former intelligence officials all described January 6th as a 9/11 style attack. Now, the fact that 9/11 saw Islamic terrorists murder 2,996 people, while January 6th saw a Capitol Police officer murder one unarmed former member of the Air Force, that didn't resonate with them. Joe Biden, he reads without flinching the nonsense fed to him. He is clearly sentient enough to understand every attack he makes on America and Americans, and this is just another in his many betrayals of his country for the last 47 years. He used to do it for money, and now he's doing it for the prestige. On April 29th, when Biden finally stood before Congress, he claimed that January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And again, on January 6th, a bunch of unarmed, middle-aged, and elderly people swarmed Congress. Capitol Police let them in. People wandered around. The police murdered an unarmed woman, and that was it. Civil War lasted 4 years, saw more than 600,000 deaths, cost $5.2 billion in 1860s dollars, and led to Lincoln's assassination. Just last week, Biden went even further as part of his effort to stop states from putting in place laws that will stop the kind of election fraud that put Biden in the White House. Now, January 6th wasn't the worst attack since the Civil War. It was worse than the Civil War. He said, the assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before, we're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. It's exactly hyperbole. It's worse than hyperbole. But anyway, he continues, since the Civil War, Confederates back there never breached the Capitol as insurrectionists did on January the 6th. But did you catch that? What Biden said is not hyperbole. Unarmed people wandering through the Capitol is worse than the Civil War. Joe Biden is either the most dishonest man ever to occupy the White House or the most stupid. Possibly it could be both. And Democrat voters take these claims at face value that feel that the punishment should fit the crime. There's a lot of people talking about life imprisonment or at least 25 years. No one's talked about the death sentence yet, but I know there's a lot of people who want it. So what happened to Paul Allard Hodgkins, 38, the first of many that the FBI have hunted down with the vengeful fury of Inspector Javert hunting Jean Valjean? Well, the government did charge him with a felony, which is more serious than trespassing, and he was sentenced to 8 months in jail, which is eight more than he should have gotten, under the standards set by the government's treatment of Antifa and BLM looters and rioters. So in other words, having weaponized January the 6th, the Democrats were able to fire only a squib. Anybody notice how much press that first sentencing got? I mean, if this was the worst thing that ever happened in the history of ever, you would think that this would be the first of the insurrectionists has been sentenced and it was good. But they're not even complaining about it. They're probably sitting back going, I can't believe you got any jail time at all, considering that we were lying and making this up. But people are going to notice this, because it is coming out. And once again, a lot of people sitting around going, the Democrats have lied yet again. See, I have no qualm about being outmaneuvered intellectually. If somebody is smarter in a political policy, then let's see what you got. Let me hear what you got. If it makes any sense to me, I might even support it. But if you're out there and everything you're doing is all based upon a lie, predicated upon a lie, this is why the gun control issue is so interesting to me, the way they push it, and why it's so easy to fight back against it, because it's all based on conflation of data and changing terms and all these other things. If you just sit there and let it happen in front of you, calmly watch it happen, you can pull it apart at the seams with very little trouble at all. Very little trouble at all. All you have to do, the very first thing you got to do is just look at what they call gun violence when it's suicide, and ask yourself, is that violence? Very simple thing, but all of their stuff, everything they do, is all predicated on a lie, and it's all based on the desire to have power over you, to run every single moment of your life, take everything you got, control everything you do, and they've been caught in a lie again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
That's Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, That's the home of the Binary Trigger. That's the home of Salus, the Militia Line, Providence, and Reformation. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. I'm going to tell you something. I'm watching what they're trying to do right now. I'm watching how they're trying to restart something. And this is just not going to work. It's not going to work with me. I am not going back there. Right now, much of the world's media is still spewing nothing but gloom and doom over the Chinese coronavirus, that the worst is yet to come. Really? We didn't. How could it be any worse than not knowing anything about it? Which is what it was in the beginning. NBC News reader Lester Holt recently interviewed CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. When he asked her, is this the becoming a worst-case scenario? She said, unfortunately, no, I think things can still get worse. And the question is this true? Now, most Americans have had at least one COVID-19 vaccine, specifically 56% receiving at least one dose with partial immunity and 48% fully vaccinated. Of the most vulnerable over 65 population, 79% have been fully and 89% have been at least partially vaccinated. CDC estimates that 35% of all Americans have been infected with COVID-19 over the last year. And even with some overlap between those previously infected and those vaccinated, 80 to 90% of Americans have either natural or vaccination immunity to the Chinese coronavirus. Now, what were we told? We were told, first, we had to have a vaccine in order to, stop lockdowns and all this other stuff. Then we got the vaccine. Then we had to have herd immunity. And now I guess herd immunity has, I guess that basic concept has gone out the window, too. The media refuses to discuss it, as suddenly this basic concept of immunology is now QAnon or white supremacist conspiracy theory. The Mayo Clinic explains, herd immunity occurs when a large portion of a community, the herd, becomes immune to a disease, making the spread of the disease from person to person unlikely. As a result, the whole community becomes protected, not just those who are immune. There are two main paths to herd immunity for COVID-19, infection and vaccines. Now note, infection and vaccines. So why are we told that vaccination is the only path to herd immunity? And are we there yet? It depends on who you ask, I guess. As the New York Times notes, scientists initially estimated that 60 to 70% of the population needed to acquire resistance to the coronavirus to banish it. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci and others are quietly shifting that number upward. But that's Fauci's hobby. He loves moving those goalposts. And the goalposts are shifting again for masks. Why are we going backward with mask mandates by masking up again despite most of the country having some degree of immunity? Why are we masking up again now that we know after the mask mandate came down that Fauci said, they never really did anything anyway? As reported in the Daily Mail, Los Angeles orders everyone to wear masks. County demands vaccinated residents to cover their faces indoors as Indian Delta variant spreads across the U.S. I guess because what starts in California often spreads across the U.S. We could fix that. We could just wall off California. So, my next question. And, you got even Biden's out there saying that the best protection against this is the vaccine or, if you've already had it, which he's not going to say because he can't be saying, the natural immunity. If the vaccines work as advertised, as playing their stupid game, why the mask for everyone? The unvaccinated can wear masks if they're at a higher risk or concerned about exposure to COVID. But the vaccinated are protected. Do we need to walk under an umbrella on a clear day because it might rain and one can never be too careful? Now, of course, Lester Holt didn't ask these type of questions of the CDC director. Or the obvious question of why vaccinated people need to wear masks contrary to her CDC guidelines, which are fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physically distancing. Early in the pandemic, if you remember, Fauci was anti-mask, saying masks were ineffective at protecting against the Wuhan flu virus. He was honest that time. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams at the time agreed. And then he changed his mind, recommending one, then two masks. And now he's saying that the fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Well, I don't understand that either, because if it's the unvaccinated who are at risk, I should be able to walk through them like I'm walking through fire. And if the vaccines are not protective, then why the push to get everybody vaccinated? How soon until we're told to shelter in place and avoid travel, as has become the norm again in some parts of Australia? Why the new indoor mask mandate in L.A.? Almost 70% of L.A. County residents have had at least one vaccine dose. And as of 6 months ago, a third of L.A. County residents have had COVID, and that number is undoubtedly higher now. So who's left to infect? Even with overlap between infected and vaccinated, most everyone in L.A. should have at least some immunity by now, and yet they're back to wearing masks. Is it because the India Delta variant is so dangerous, as we hear constantly on the cable news gabfests? Well, here's what we know. There's no surge in hospitalization or severe illness, and the vaccines remain extremely effective. And as we march through the variant alphabet, none of the predicted doomsday scenarios or in virulence or vaccine resistance has come to pass. Copenhagen did a study, and they found little benefit to masks in stopping the Chinese coronavirus. It's a viral particle size perspective, and masks also do very little. The COVID virus is 50 to 140 nm. While the pore size in standard surgical masks is 300 to 10,000. That's like using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. You're just doing it for compliance and decoration. We're going to continue this when we get back, just because this is an attempt to see if they can control you again. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos is speaking after taking a flight to the edge of space.
It was a perfectly novel mission. It was so much fun and meaningful, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, he blasted off from West Texas this morning. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Tony Fauci is growing. During a tense hearing on Capitol Hill, Paul suggested Fauci lied to Congress, and Fauci fired back.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
Gain of function, referring to research that gives a virus new capabilities like making it more contagious. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge is siding with the university when it comes to mandatory vaccines for students.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of eight students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters in southern Oregon are gaining some ground on the country's largest wildfire. The bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Nevada mountain range is 88% contained after burning through over 115,000 acres in northern California. The fire center says Montana leads the way with 18 large fires, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I was just talking about this new mask mandate they're trying to push. And at this particular moment in time, COVID should be the last thing we should be concerned with, the Delta variant, any of them. We keep hearing things about, well, you know, most people dying are the unvaccinated. 99% of the people dying are unvaccinated. All this other stuff. And right now in L.A., they just gone to a complete indoor mask mandate. And is this about public health protecting the L.A. population, most of whom already have COVID immunity? Or is there some other motive at play? Now, one thing about COVID that without a doubt is true is that so much of the pandemic became politicized. So it's appropriate to look at any new guidelines through a political prism nowadays. So what's in the political news these days? Well, election audits are in the news. Nearing completion in Arizona and ramping up in other states may reveal electoral fraud, with election winners declared losers and vice versa. Now, if this turns out to be true, how will the American people react? Especially when it was the pandemic that they were using to provide cover for last-minute changes in election law and processes that may have facilitated the fraud. Also, we have new information. You just heard all the stuff between Fauci and Senator Rand Paul about the timing and origin of the Wuhan virus that's coming to light, suggesting a weaponized virus and response possibly used to cripple an American president and prevent his reelection. Hunter Biden's laptop is in the news again, possibly showing a massive pay-to-play scheme involving President Biden and his family. far worse than the alleged and nonsensical claims President Trump was impeached over. Special Counsel John Durham may be releasing not only a report, but also indictments on Spygate conspirators in the near future, with prison time for some, according to Representative Devin Nunes. And we've heard this song before, so take it with a grain of salt, but some deep staters may be worried. Inflation is not something that Ginger Goebbels Psaki can circle back on as a visit to the gas station or supermarket confirms that inflation is here and worsening. Lastly, Trump rallies are a thing again, drawing magnitudes more than Biden or Harris could even dream of at any of their events. Trump is back in campaign mode and is the GOP kingmaker ahead of both the midterms and the next presidential election. What better way to stop the Trump rallies and distract from unpleasant news than by returning to the COVID glory days of 2020, masking up and locking down? Wait until fall when seasonal influenza kicks in and the calls for masks will become deafening. Tweak the PCR test cycle threshold upward and viola. More cases, more masking and distancing, more mandates. Totalitarianism on demand. Is LA's new mask mandate in the interest of public health or shaping and directing the political narrative? Why would it be politically convenient to mask up and lock down again? Do the Democrats have plans that they would prefer to receive little news coverage? George Orwell had a very good thought. He said, if you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. There's a little bit of nefarious goings on with this right here, and we got to pay very careful attention. We should be asking, can a civilization continue to function when the most basic truths cannot be spoken, and yet the blatant falsehoods are dogma? When radical upheavals are justified not by wisdom, but by disorienting barrages of phony outrages and crises. Think about a great ocean ship. A nuclear-powered aircraft carries an integrated system of immense complexity, requires thousands of specially trained men to operate and maintain. What if someone suddenly replaced a carrier's human crew with 3,000 excitable chimpanzees? The giant vessel would soon drift to a halt, catch fire, and sink, while the chimps threw feces at each other. Now imagine a nation designed by brilliant men for a moral and conscientious citizenry. How long could that society endure once the chimps take over? Right now, our president calls a proposed voter ID law Jim Crow on steroids and existential threat to democracy. But even an idiot understands that in a world where store clerks check the IDs of 50-year-olds buying beer, it is ludicrous not to present an ID from some homeless guy being paid to vote. If an idiot understands this, what kind of society is led by a man who pretends the opposite is true? Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff testifies that white supremacism is the current biggest threat to national security. But the death toll from white supremacist terror acts in the last 50 years is a number approaching zero, whereas Islamic terror victims in America number somewhere around 4,000. Including dozens of military victims. And all of the burning and the looting and the street violence and the political attacks of recent years that have been from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Black America has been led down this pathway where at this particular moment they're approximately 27 times more likely to commit interracial violence than white people are. So blaming white supremacy for anything is insanely irrational. Yet the military chiefs are openly zeroing their weapons on the heartland. January 6th in Pleasantness at the U.S. Capitol has been called another 9/11, a violent insurrection or worse. But only one person died violently that day, and she was an unarmed white protester shot by a reportedly black Capitol police officer. Famous Buffalo shaman guy literally strolled quietly into the Senate chamber accompanied by a policeman. Then he led a small group in prayer. And he remains locked up in isolation for no other reason than to maintain the fiction of the attempted overthrow. They got to maintain this story. It's like the same story where Brian Sicknick was beaten with a fire extinguisher when, in fact, he died uninjured of a stroke the following day. A year ago, the leftists blamed the COVID deaths on the sitting president. The accelerated vaccine he promoted would surely be both late and dangerous. Now these same doubters have morphed into vaccine Nazis, demanding passports and punishments for the unvaccinated. They claim the new Delta variant is especially scary for the young and unvaccinated. And yet we know from the UK that showed the Delta death rate is crazy low, 0.1%, and that recent COVID case numbers have jumped precisely after millions have been fully vaccinated. Further, fully vaccinated people in England are currently 5 times more likely to die from the Delta variant than they are the unvaccinated, so they're trying to say. Maybe those age statistics are tilted by age bias in the vaccinated UK population. But it reveals the basic premise behind the permanent pandemic is 180 degrees wrong. And meanwhile, in the meantime, we're arguing climate change while the Earth's temperature is determined by a star 93 million miles away radiating at 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And still we listen to these guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now I'm going to tell you something that I have long suspected. I have long suspected that along with this, and I don't mind saying it, and if anybody wants to call me whatever you want to call me, I don't care. I've long suspected that this election was stolen. It was a very well-coordinated effort. It was done in such a way as to where it was not just one method. There was more than one method used in order to change the direction everything went in. And it didn't work as well as I think they would have liked for it to, because we're basically talking in the final breakdown to, we're talking about 42,000 votes. That's it. 42,000 votes that changed the presidential race outcome. Now, the problem with this happening is that when we lose confidence in our elections, then we're losing confidence in the politicians in place at the time. And, should we ever trust them? No, we should never trust these guys. Not ever. Not ever. Because we're asking them to be nonpartisan and tone deaf when it comes to the part where they're supposed to play by the same rules that they make us play by. For me, it's frustrating to hear people on the right, including some who should know better, that claim that there's no evidence of significant, possibly outcome-changing fraud in the last election. Even as the forensic audit in Arizona uncovers multiple discrepancies. And clearly they're confusing evidence with proof. We can look back at the Gulf of Mexico and see an outline of a crater from what must have been a catastrophic strike from an asteroid. And we can dig down into the sentiment around where this is and see the layers of things that have gone on and see where this happened. And yet, this is only evidence. It should be proof, but it is also just evidence of what happened. We don't really know what happened, you know, when they get out there and say, it had to have been something this wide and everything else. And I'm sure there's some equation where they can figure that out. But at the same time, It is not absolute, incontrovertible proof of what happened on that given day when that hit the young Earth back in those days. And there may not be absolute, incontrovertible proof of election fraud yet. But there's plenty of evidence. Good reasons a rational person might question the outcome. Like eyewitness testimony. Since November 3rd, hundreds of people have come forward to report that they personally witnessed various irregularities in the vote counting process. Ballots run through tabulating machines multiple times. Pristine mail-in ballots. Ballots that appear to have been printed on different paper, filled out by machines. And the list goes on and on and on. And two questions come to mind. What do these guys stand to gain by making knowingly false claims? Many submitted actual affidavits suggesting themselves to potential legal liability. Second, could that many people simply be mistaken? And that the answer to that is not very likely. Not very likely at all. You know, one of the other things that we can look at is what we saw with our own eyes. Actually, the eyewitness testimony confirms what many of us have seen since for ourselves via security camera footage, cases of ballots being pulled out from under tables in Fulton County, Georgia, right after observers were told to go home for the night, vans pulling up to the TCF Center in Detroit with dozens of boxes unloaded in the dead of night. And we also saw live on television huge sudden jumps in vote totals for Biden, in some cases accompanied by corresponding drops in Trump's totals. Now, are there innocent, plausible explanations? And maybe, but I haven't heard any. Mostly, we've just been told to move along, folks. Nothing to see here. It's a certified vote. It's an election. You know, this happens. I mean, you know. Then there's the statistical anomalies. And this is where the problem comes for me, because as a Second Amendment advocate, I sit here and I'm running on statistics. And statistics are really good for armed people. Statistics are really good for crime stats and everything else. And they don't lie. There's no moral compass involved in them. They simply are. Some of the most persuasive evidence comes from mathematicians like Edward Solomon, who have conducted in depth, statistical analyses and concluded that the reported election results are highly improbable, if not impossible. Documented anomalies included repeated percentages that could not occur naturally and number sequences that appeared to violate Benford's law governing the standard distribution of first digits. Both are considered valid indicators of fraud in criminal cases. Then there's the expert testimony, like from experts like Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, who put their reputations on the line. In Pulitzer's case, he devised a method of forensically examining ballots using computer imaging. They had nothing to gain from this. There was nothing to gain from any of this for them. They did so openly. Then there's credible proponents. When pressed to choose between two sides of a controversial issue from which I'm unsure, I look at the proponents of the opposing views. And if one side appears to be more honest and rational and credible than the other, then I tend to lean that way. Beyond the experts, there are many election skeptics whose opinions I respect, like Garland Favorito and Matthew DiPerno and David Clements. Then there's constitutional questions. For me, one of the biggest issues is whether or not the election was conducted in accordance with the Constitution, and in several states, it was not. The Constitution expressly cedes authority for conducting elections to state legislatures. But in Pennsylvania, election laws were changed by the executive branch and then upheld by the judiciary over the objections of the legislature. In Georgia, much of the election process seems to have been shaped by backroom deals between the governor and the shadow governor, Stacey Abrams. We've had a lack of evidentiary hearings. None. There's been none. The courts have debunked all the allegations, left cries. Not exactly. Most, but not all of the lawsuits brought so far have been dismissed, mostly on technicalities. Very few courts have actually taken time to hear anything. So they did not see anything to find that nothing wrong happened. They just didn't even look. This brings to mind the old philosophical conundrum about the tree falling in the forest. If you have actual evidence, but the courts refuse to hear it, does it make a sound? Then Despite all the wins in court, the Democrats were very obstructive. They seem oddly reluctant to allow for investigations. In fact, Arizona and elsewhere, they appear to be in a state of abject panic, willing to do almost anything to disrupt, discredit, or delay audits. And what, if there was no fraud, what is there to be worried about? Just let it happen. Let us waste our time. Big tech propaganda, well, you know. We already know what they think. We already know what they think, and we know what the Democrats think of us. And then there's the smell test. The whole thing just stinks to high heaven. A sitting president earns more votes than any sitting president in history. He increases the vote among black people, Hispanic people, and women. He wins 18 of 19 bellwether counties, along with Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. Long the guarantors of presidential victory. His party picks up seats in the House, and he still loses. It makes no sense at all. And I might not be able to prove that it isn't true, but I'll tell you this. I don't believe this result for a minute, for a second. The only reason I may not be able to prove it is I haven't found that one thing, that one shred of proof. But that doesn't mean I have to believe it. And I'll say this, the Democrats had better hope we don't find that proof. They had better hope that we don't find all the, you know, even with the Newsweek magazine article that was involved in it. Anyway, hour number two is coming up. And we're going to speak with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.